Hey, Max.
Yes.
Top doctors 2018. Who else would be appropriate for the cover other than Thomas Scalia?
I know. He's the real deal.
Yeah.
And I actually love this picture of him. He just looks so cool with arms folded, that sort of knowing look in his eye.
Mm-hmm, man.
We all should look so cool in a medical jacket.
Oh, my God. That guy's met more helicopters on the helipad, man. Can you even imagine?
I mean, it's amazing. It's extraordinary what shock trauma does.
It is.
So we wanted to honor Dr. Scalia, put him on the cover, and then our top docs. The way that we do it is we do a massive survey of doctors in the region, and we say to them, you know, where would you send a member of your own family if they got sick? And then we compile the results, and when there's a consensus, that's how we get our list. And so there's 720 doctors that we choose, which sounds like a lot. It's like, is it participation awards that we're giving out here? Yeah. But there are actually 13,000 doctors in the Baltimore region. So 720, it is a very exclusive list. And, yeah, you know, normally Baltimore Magazine, when we pick things, we're the experts, right? Like, so we'll pick the best restaurants. We'll pick the best salons. In this case, we're not going to tell you where to go for that tonsillectomy. We think doctors should be the ones to tell you.
Yep.
And so that's how we do it, and we do it every year.
Yeah, it's great. 720 physicians. Look, this is one of the best areas to live in for any medical issue. We all know that. But to have that even narrowed down further to the cream of the cream.
Absolutely. I always think that I like to think that people keep all of their Baltimore magazines. Maybe they even have a special room dedicated to their magazines. But if there's one issue that you're going to want to, like, keep, it's this one, right? Because you want to be able to, it's like you don't need a doctor until you need a doctor.
Right, yeah.
And then you're going to have this issue sitting around the house and you can, you know, you can refer to it.
Man.
And then we always do some kind of nice read pieces to go along with the list. And I really love this one about it's called Miracle Worker. It's about Dr. Jonathan Ringo, and he is the director of Sinai Hospital. And he grew up in South Africa. And when he was a small child, he was diagnosed with a deadly kind of cancer. And the doctors basically told his parents to take him home and make him comfortable. And his parents were like, no. And so they uprooted him, and they moved him to the U.S., which some of their friends were very critical of. And they found a doctor in Boston who was able to cure him. And now he's come full circle, and he's a doctor himself, and he's the president of Sinai. And it's just an extraordinary story by Jane Marion. So you definitely want to read that one.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And that's what you're going to see in here. And there are dentists in here, too. I'm looking at it because I need a dentist, like, yesterday. So, yeah, I got a little bit of a jagged presentation going on here, Max. You haven't seen me in a while. But, I mean, you can't really hold it against a guy. Don't judge people when they're missing some fronts. I can tell you, it's just because they can't afford a damn implant. That's the only reason.
That's completely true.
Yeah.
Anybody who judges somebody else for, like, bad teeth they're kind of a jerk, basically.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Don't be a jerk.
It's like, I want good teeth, but they're $10,000.
Exactly.
You know?
So the dental profiles, that's a special advertising section, and it's lovely, and you should definitely check that out. The other thing I definitely want to refer people to is our wonderful gift guide in this issue. It's just, since I know you're playing the home game, Stash.
I am, for the
foodie. You can find it on page 123.
Yep.
And it's just beautiful to look at. And what we do is we break the gifts down by kind of your type of friend. So, you know, the fitness fanatic, the foodie, the little ones, the trendsetters like myself.
What kind of trends are you setting today?
Talking to you is actually setting a trend. And I really love flipping through this. It just gives you so much inspiration, so many ideas for gifts that you can buy and places to shop. And it's just cool. You know, I don't actually have a hand in this myself. Our style editor, Lauren Bell, does it with the assistance of our art director, Amanda White Isley. And I'm just like, dag, this magazine looks good.
Man, you know what, Max? Every time I do a break on the radio, I think to myself, first of all, don't be too long. And second of all, tell me something I don't already know. Don't waste people's time. This right. magazine is full of tell me something I don't already know.
Thank you.
That's what makes it so valuable, man. And you live here. And so the people that are working on this magazine are in it. And
that's right.
It's so cool. I mean, I want to know places where when somebody comes to town, like from somewhere, some of my family or something, then I can take them to a cool place that, you know, I got turned on to by Baltimore Magazine.
That's awesome. And just one little quick thing, because I know we're probably running short on time, but there's a really cool article in this issue about Matthew's Pizza, which, of course, everybody knows about Matthew's Pizza.
Yeah.
We give you the history of the crab pizza, which, if you've never had, is completely delicious. But here's something that I didn't know. I thought the crab pizza was always part of Matthew's Pizza. It's actually a relatively new addition to their menu, and it just completely took off. So we give you the whole inside story on the crab pizza.
Nice. Hey, yeah. If you go get one, you're going to have to wait in a little bit of a line there at Matthew's Pizza on Eastern Avenue. I've been. I love it. But, Max, thank you. Our city's got so much to offer, man, and it's a lot of good stuff, not just the people that are shooting each other. So there's none of that in Baltimore Magazine.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you, Max, and thank you for all the positive love here. This is great.